This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Good Tuesday, what's up?
I was waiting for you to get your headphones in.
Yeah, I was out there talking to Ryan Cooley, who's our new leader.
Yeah, our fearless leader, or maybe he has fear, I don't know.
We have stoked some controversy around the office.
Oh yeah, don't blame me, this is you. You brought the sales
shame. Well, I did, yeah.
You brought it to the forefront.
And to be fair, they brought it to themselves because they put it on the board.
That's right. A good point, valid point.
Right, so whose fault? I don't care. Listen, here's the thing.
A lot of blame to go around.
Here's what we were talking about last night in the club. Here at Odyssey Portland, mm-hmm. We have a bunch of screens mm-hmm. that are designed to motivate us.
Yeah.
Inspiring yeah. messages or mm-hmm. profiles of employees at the company who live in other cities.
Profiles of encouragement.
Yes, it's really stupid.
Tales of courage.
So on there is a list of emails and calls.
Yeah.
The number of emails and calls made by each salesperson. Mm-hmm. And we thought. Well, I thought, and I think you agreed.
Absolutely.
That's a little weird. Like, what are we doing there? What are we trying to do? What's the point?
It's clearly, like, the Blazers have the hustle board. This is clearly the shame board. It is our version of the hustle board, and when it highlights that someone has made no phone calls or emails, we get it. That's a high and tight pitch by management.
Yeah, they're putting a sheet on it.
They're putting a sheet on it.
But, you know, the whole point was... the guy at the top, John Ludwig, yeah. 42 calls and emails, mm-hmm. and I don't know over what period of time that is.
Couldn't tell you.
You know, he's, I guess that's good. I don't know.
Let you know he's a real go-getter.
But I can tell you that the guy at the bottom, who had zero, is one of our best sellers, and I don't think you want to go around just shaming him on video boards across the company, but maybe they do.
Maybe
so
you
I was talking to Cooley. I came in and I said, look, Cooley, now that you're in charge... Yeah. You have very big things on your plate, like getting us Clorox disinfectant wipes for the studio.
Yeah.
And he's like, you really think I care about that? I said, listen, I don't care whether you care or not. You're the boss. You have to care. You have to care about everything. Everything matters. When
the
you're
head coach. That's like,
that's you gotta, right.
It's attention to detail.
That's right.
You think Dan Lanning wouldn't be making sure that there's Clorox wipes?
No. You could ignore your employees who just simply want to disinfect in their studio so they can stay on the air more days than not due to illness. you can ignore that.
Yeah.
But then you start to drive a wedge between your employees and management, and that's never good.
Haven't you already? See, you bitched and moaned until we got a water cooler outside of the office here.
By the way, got that done.
Yeah.
It goes drip, drip,
Much to the chagrin of many, including Joey from engineering, who is not happy
about
it.
Well, he's in charge of it, and he's not happy.
Well, he's not in charge of anything, but I think it may have gone on his...
That's his budget. He's the one that had to order it and put it in.
Yeah, and he was not happy about it.
But did you notice...
And it was $100, by the way.
And I believe that you did. As soon as the first water tank was gone, who had to replace the water?
Well, I bought the water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
because I'm a nice guy.
Well, I was about to mock you because a couple days after it was in, it was out of water. And I was like, dude, that thing isn't getting refilled. I was going to put the over under 3.5 months. And to the point to you actually That's realized fair. It and you went out and just bought your own water.
I told Cooley, I said, hey, listen, is price on this really a problem? He said, no, it's like $100. Yeah. You know, they spent $10,000 each on those stupid compression chambers that nobody sits in. And and Joey cares about $100 water.
I saw Joe Fisher sitting in one today.
So I said, how much are those jugs to sit on the top there? And he said, if you return the old one for recycle like at Home Depot or whatever, they're $8.
Hmm. And yet you had to spend the $8.
$8. Yeah. And so I said, Cooley, I got the first one.
And that's for what, like 20 gallons of water?
It's 5 gallons.
Oh, okay.
It's a 5 gallon drum.
Okay. I'm just saying, you.
So
you
I got bought the first
you
one.
You got the first one.
So
you
now.
You think they're going to get the second one?
Yeah. Cooley said he will get the next one. Now, will a Jason Sukanik step up and get the third one? Will a Brandon Sprague step up and get the third one? Will a Ryan Buckley, who I did see using the water cooler?
No. I used it the other day. There's not a chance I'll be refilling.
There is zero chance Buckley does that. I guarantee you that there's less than zero chance that Brandon Sprague does it.
Well, I'm a great employee.
You think Swag's going to do it?
I'm a great employee, and I bought one.
Swag
and
would,
maybe even I'll get the third one.
Swag would buy it and then invoice the company for it.
I wouldn't blame him.
You're not spending those 8 months.
So anyway. We got the water cooler. It's great. We're now late for fewer segments because we don't have to pee and go all the way to the back to get water.
Yes.
It's a great investment by the company, whether Joey thinks it is or not.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Cooley and he said, what are we, soft around here? We can't handle a little email shame? And I said, whoa, that's your stance on this? Oh. Yeah. He came in high and tight.
He came in hard.
He said, look, you guys are soft. I don't think it's soft. I think you're just pissing off the wrong people. Mm. I don't think you want to do that. But at Odyssey, you know the slogan. Mm. You're either with us or you're against us. And God forbid, if you are ever critical, you're against us and we want you out of here. It's like a cult. Ooh. So listen, you better get on board with the email list.
I would like to say.
And Luke better as well. Or just start sending more emails.
It was not me that called out the email board. No, that's an Isaac Rob production.
That's right, and I'll keep calling them out because I have courage around here, unlike you.
And this is why you're going to keep buying the water bottles, and it's me possible. And Bucks sit over here keeping that sweet $8 in our pants.
That sounds like a drop.
That was weird, yeah. Go ahead and drop that, cut that out.
Why anyway, was that weird? That $8 stand right in my pocket.
Yeah, your pocket, not your pants, is I think what the... Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Well, where are my pockets?
In
my pants.
At any rate, you're spineless, remain spineless.
Yes.
I'll continue to stand up for you and all the guys around here at the
I would
fan.
Like to state for the
my
record...
leadership knows no bounds.
Director Cooley, great idea on the shame board. And I think we developed some sort of on-air shame board. Let's start calling people out. I like it. Let's go.
Also, is Isaac in the early stages of a coup? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, I've been in it. It's not the early stages. Yeah. My coup, I started a one-man coup 15 years ago.
Does the overthrow get completed when you take the head job?
Mm-mm.
It's just
that'll never happen. No. The it's a no-win situation. Right. I either get turfed or I stay here. Like, to me... I've already succeeded in my coup because I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so you're not still actively in coup
mode. He's pulling a Ron Swanson.
Oh, no.
He will travel further into the belly of the beast
to ensure
that he remains a thorn in their side.
That is correct.
Yes.
Now, what is the end game there? Nothing. Things like water cooler. I mean, you know, I win little battles and it makes me feel good.
You did win the battle.
I did.
You did win the water cooler battle, although you are now paying for your own water.
I did once, yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens about that.
You could have just
resourceful little bitch.
You could have just brought in your own water, and that would have solved it as well.
Well, I do, but again,
no. But you could have brought in like a jug of water.
What do you mean?
Like, well, again, you're now paying the water that is outside that you have been yearning for is coming out of your pocket.
One of them did, yeah.
Except now you're paying for everyone to have water when in reality you could have just bought a big thing of water and brought it in.
Like I said, I'm a nice guy. I'm a leader. Okay, I brought water for everyone because that's what I do, unlike you.
No.
So maybe I'll keep doing that because I'm just a kind soul.
I see.
You know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. We'll see.
You're benevolent, but Cooley, and we'll tell everyone about it.
Cooley said he will get the next one, and so we'll see if that happens. Okay. And we'll see when that happens.
Buck on the record, not happening. Don't come to Ryan Buckley looking for
I'll go fill up my water when I need some. The convenience there is wonderful, but I'm not paying into that.
Yeah, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. I do. If we did like a...
If I used it as much as you did, I probably would care about contributing, but I don't.
Here's the thing. What if we did like a little water fund and we just put it out front there and like you throw a dollar in there when you got an extra buck? Would you do that? Would you participate in that?
That would be more likely than me buying an entirely new cooler and taking the old one to recycle.
So we could have like a church donation sort of thing where we just, you know, the building fund. And in this case, just the water fund.
The hydrogen offering plate.
Times are tough out here at Odyssey Portland.
Got to save those TGL $1 bets.
We can't. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
You can't just be tossing $8 around.
That's right.
I mean, come on.
Well, according to Joey, that is exactly right. So I think times are harder than I thought.
I didn't realize this upset him so.
Oh, yeah. He was not happy about it.
An Odyssey station.
Well, Joey deals with a lot of things. And so when someone like Rob, who doesn't deal with much of anything, it is perceived that he's throwing another thing in Joey's lap. That is, and you don't remember his name. That is a...
No, it's Joey. I've said Joey.
Yeah, that's a bee in his bonnet
If he... whatever. I don't care. Look, we got the water cooler. Yeah. And I'm a kind man and I... donated $8 and actually it's $8.58 if you must know.
Wow. I like it.
The last water jug. And
what about the Clorox wipes? Is that
I may do it again. Well, now that one
increase.
I just took that to Cooley.
Yeah.
Just brought that to his attention. And he set him on it. So we'll see. That probably comes out of Joey's budget too, and Lord knows he might decapitate me. So
my favorite one of these stories is when we had our old boss Kim. I guess Kim was in the middle of a really nasty budget meeting and had been...
No way. Cutting the water cooler out of the budget so that...
Had been in her office for the better part of 2 hours. And I guess Swag kept coming by her office and looking in. And then Kim would do the not a... You know, we all know the not a good time hand, right? Like, just wait.
Well, the door's closed. That means leave me alone.
And so eventually Swag came back. And so Kim assumed that it was something important. And I guess there was a bit of a lull. So she waved him in, some sort of serious crisis. And Swag wanted to inform her that they were out of K-cups. That was Swag's emergency.
Well, he does do mornings. Mornings are tough without K-cups.
They were out of K-cups. And you'll be damned if you're going to get Jason Swaggart to pay for some K-cups. Happening.
Here's why I will never be boss.
Yeah.
Is because when you are boss, you have to deal with people like Jason Swaggart.
Yes.
You don't have a choice. No. So I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just stay over here and...
fight your battles and...
Yeah. I'll pick my little water cooler and Clorox disinfecting wipe battles. That's what I do. Yeah.
See, and I won't pick those battles. If I wanted something bad enough, I'll just bring it in myself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everything else, I'm not here to bother anyone over liquid refreshments and or Clorox wipes. Yeah. Not happening.
You leave that to the courageous ones.
Yes. I leave it to you.
Diana Taurasi just announced her retirement?
I believe so.
What?
Yeah.
This is breaking
news.
Yeah, the PTI guys were debating, is she the greatest female basketball player of all time? Because that's what we have to do when someone retires.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and admit something.
I think I'm ready to second what you're about to admit. I
had no idea she was still playing.
Oh, no. I knew that she was still playing. What I was going to say is I am completely unqualified to make any sort of statement about whether or not she is the best or one of the best of all time.
Well,
no clue.
She's the all-time leading scorer.
Is she? How do you know that?
Because I read about it.
Oh. I was like, there's no way you knew that off the top of your head.
Yeah, no, I have my WNBA stats.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
I'm trying hard to become the WNBA aficionado at the Fan.
Good luck with that.
I don't know who would be if it's not me.
Is that Danny would be.
Danny, right?
Oh, does he follow it?
No, I'm just saying if there was going to be someone who'd get obsessive about that sort of thing, it feels like it'd be him. Yeah.
Sprague, maybe.
Maybe Sprague.
Well, I'm going to claim it. I'm going to plant that flag.
Hashtag girl dad. Yeah, plant that flag. See how that works out for you. We're getting a team.
We are flags! Getting a team. Listen, she won 6 gold medals.
Uh-huh.
She is the all-time leading scorer. Mm-hmm. And I believe they just won another title, which means she has 3 titles.
Uh-huh.
I mean, now here's where I'm going to lose everyone.
Name the second best player.
Yeah, who that we're comparing that to, I don't know.
I could name WNBA players.
Who? Name one. Name a great one.
A great one.
Yeah.
Cynthia Cooper.
Okay, I don't think Cynthia Cooper was as good as Diana.
I think we had this conversation like a year ago when Sue Bird retired.
Ah, Sue Bird!
Would Sue Bird be someone here?
I do remember that when the WNBA first started, Cynthia Cooper played for the Houston team. I don't know what the hell they were.
The Comets.
The Comets. Wow. And they won a bunch. Cheryl Swoops, yeah. Right? She had her own shoe.
Greatness.
I remember that.
Candace Parker started dunking on fools.
Did Candace Parker dunk?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Well, that's like, I think we've exhausted the, and now we got the new ones, the Sabrinas.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
And,
Sue Bird, 4 championships.
So is Sue Bird.
Wasn't she like a 10-time All-Star too?
Than Diana Taurasi?
Taurasi, MVP. Yeah. Sue Bird was not an MVP. Now, Sue Bird did make more All-Star teams than Taurasi, 13-11. Yeah.
There may not be a sports subject that I am less qualified to have this debate on. This is so far beyond any of my capabilities.
Oh, that's 2021. We don't want that. Here's one. Okay. 25 greatest WNBA players ranked in history.
Well, does that mean you're the greatest? Because what about Reggie Miller's sister didn't play in the WNBA, and I've heard people say Cheryl Miller is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Well, now you're getting into Lynette Woodard talk.
Ooh.
That's right.
Hot Lynette Woodard?
She was greatness. She played at Kansas. We've talked about her before, but she did not play in the WNBA as it did not exist.
Oh, yeah.
So, 3 Cheryl Swoops, 2 Tamika Catchings, and 1 Diana Taurasi, according to this list.
So, let's just say, for the record, that the GOAT just retired.
Yeah.
And leave it at that.
Yeah.
If that list says that it's true...
Lisa Leslie, 4.
Who are we to deny that list?
Candace Parker, 5. Names I don't know after that.
Hey, I've heard of every one of those names that you mentioned.
Elena
Deladon. She was the
she's like a
tall blonde.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw
Why do you have to describe her by her looks?
That's how you would recognize pig. Her.
What do you want me to tell you about her game?
They have Sue Bird.
How she works on the high post?
Yes, I do. Sir.
Yeah, don't be a jerk, Buck.
Sue Bird is 11th.
So no Sue Bird's no Diana Taurasi.
She's a bit of a meh.
Yeah.
Brittany Griner, 14. There's one we forgot.
About Brittany Griner. People love that.
All I know is, like, have you seen the highlights of, there's a guy that has made a highlight package of Angel Reese.
Oh, my God. Her basketball skill
it's the best thing in the world.
So poor.
It's so bad? She's bad?
She's horrible.
I thought she was good.
She is so bad.
Like, she gets these, like, 16 and 18 rebound games because she's rebounding her own miss 6 times.
She can't dribble. She shoots... Like inside the paint, she shoots like 12%. It's so bad. So there's a guy that has just produced Angel Reese highlights, and it's just her missing layups, and he's like, wham, Angel Reese, wham! And he does it like it's these great things. It is one of the funniest things out there. And believe me, there are a lot of women basketball players that are amazing, that have amazing skill.
And she's a great athlete.
Angel Reese
but
is
she's not
not
a great basketball player.
Angel Reese, like when she has the ball in her hand, she looks like a fourth grader. It is so bad. She cannot shoot a layup. She cannot shoot a jumper. And so, like, people were trying to say that, like, should she have been the rookie of the year? And so they'll put, like, Caitlin Clark's highlights against Angel Reese's. And just do yourself a favor and look
Caitlin
it up and get ready
white.
To laugh.
The other thing that I saw is somebody on TikTok. Angel Reese has, like, a McDonald's themed meal out right now or something. Yeah. And somebody's sitting outside the McDonald's. They're like, just got the Angel Reese meal. And they open up the bag and they pull out a brick and they just go, what the hell is this?
God,
it's fun.
People are brutal.
Well, but it's
she's averaging 13 points and 13 boards.
What is she?
What's her field goal percentage?
She cannot shoot. She is incapable.
She's shooting 39.1%.
And I think most
not from three, just
and I think most period. Of those come from 1 foot out. And even then, it's dicey at best.
Three pointers, she is shooting 18.8%.
I'm honestly
shocked.
Stunned it's that high.
Yes.
And free throws, she is shooting 73.6%.
Wow. Again.
So she's
shocking.
She's not bad. No, she plays at Chicago.
She is bad.
The
she
sky
is awful.
Okay. So yeah. Yeah.
It's not good.
My new team.
Someone said she's the Kyle Kuzma of the WNBA. Queen of the what the blank moments.
Yeah. Well, if she can't shoot, wouldn't she be the Simmons?
Yeah.
She's more of a Ben Simmons. She could be a Ben Although Simmons. Ben Simmons can handle the ball, she cannot.
She cannot. She cannot dribble. She can do nothing other than grab her own rebound and occasionally make a layup. And not really a layup. Thinking more of a two-hand set shot.
Yeah, that's right.
There's your opening seg. A little sports in there, too.
Who had that?
Who had that? Brian Koo is still out there. I think he's wanting to come in here and do a segment on the...
Well, I think he's ready to push back against you.
The email board.
Well, here's the thing. Cooley's brand new. He has to announce his presence with authority.
Yep.
And who better to take down a peg than your insurrection ass?
Well, I know him well. Yes. We go back a long ways.
Many, many moons.
And I really thought I would get a, oh man, I can't believe they put that up either, Rob, from him.
No.
He's all about it. Yeah. He's all about shaming his best employees. We'll see how that works out for him. Luca extracts revenge?
Mm-hmm. Extracts or exacts?
Oh.
I think it'd be exacts.
I think exact your revenge.
You exact it? You don't extract it?
No, you exact revenge.
You don't take it out of there?
You do not take it out. Jordan Brand had a really cool commercial.
I did see that.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
By the way, Nike has chimed in on the Diana Taurasi. Their ad, they put out she's a Nike athlete, has been forever, face of women's basketball. Nike celebrates Diana Taurasi, one of basketball's all-time greats. So,
why didn't they take a stand that she's the greatest?
Probably because there's other Nike athletes that might get a little pissy about that. Look, every time LeBron or Jordan comes up, someone gets a B in their crotch about it, and then they got to yell That's about true. Kareem or someone else. So maybe can we just once just say that, like, Diana Taurasi is great, and Cynthia, who was the other one? They're all great. They're great.
Who was number two on that list? I don't remember.
Sue Bird or...
No, she was 11th.
They're all great.
Let's go back and look. Here it is right here.
It's all arbitrary anyways.
The text line pointing out a great comp for Angel Reese, though, is Ben Wallace, and that's right.
Oh, Ben Wallace. Well, he was pretty good.
But he had no offensive game except for dunking the ball.
He had a better offensive game than... I'm telling you, Angel Reese can't play basketball other than defense and grabbing her own rebounds.
I don't think Ben Wallace could shoot unless he was physically putting the ball over the rim with his hand.
Tamika Catchings. Number two.
Yeah, so let's not get into this whole, you know, who's the best. She's one. Nike said it the best.
Kaitlyn Clark is
celebrating one of basketball's greatest.
Well, that's great. Okay, so Nike, well, it's actually not Nike, but it's Jumpman.
Yeah, which is Nike.
It is, but it's a different brand.
Yeah, Luka is a Jordan athlete.
Yeah, and they put out an ad today. I actually really liked it.
It was pretty funny.
It's not Luka. It's just a guy dressed as Luka to make you think that it's Luka.
Yeah, you just see him in some sweats from behind.
Yes, he's tight little basketball butt.
Yeah,
which Suk loves. And
I would have preferred some joggers. That's a little loose for my taste. I don't really get a great lift there. I think we could have done some tighter pants, but you know.
So he comes out to his whatever. What is that thing? It's a Lamborghini?
It's like some sort of Lamborghini Ferrari thing. And it's Laker colored.
Yeah,
it's purple
Laker
and
colored.
Yellow.
And the song that's playing is All My Exes Live in Texas.
And the license plate is Texas 77.
And he just bends down, unscrews the license plate, puts on the LA one, the purple and yellow one with 77, and then drives off. And it says, full tank, no mercy, which is great.
I hope
what a great ad.
Oh, I hope he goes in there and just scores 70 against it. Run it up.
Do you think that's a little bit of a shot at Nico, too? Because wasn't Nico a former Nike guy?
Yes.
Was he the ex?
This is 100% an FU to him.
Well, he notoriously was the one who botched the Curry presentation.
That's right. He put on their
Well, for, there were two things. Oh, one, he Durant. Called him Stefan instead of Stefan. Yeah. And then also they included a slide from a Durant.
I guess the presentation was the exact same presentation they gave Durant. They just repurposed it and butchered his name.
Well, he forgot to change the name.
Forgot to change the name, and he forgot to take out one of the specific Kevin Durant
for
slides.
Durant. Yeah, there was a Durant slide in there.
they're like, whoops.
Attention to detail, Nico.
So now Luka's going back there, and you know, by all accounts.
Like well, this, no, this is in L.A.
This is per. Oh, I thought it was back in Dallas. This
one's in L.A.
Okay.
But still, it's Luka's chance to exact revenge.
Run it up.
Against Dallas. Now, his over-under points, at least the one that I saw, was 32.5.
Mm.
That is awfully high.
That is very high.
And he has not been scoring at that clip since he got here.
No, and he's got the, you know, he's dealing with the calf thing. And
calf
and
injury
how much of this is going to be an FU. Although, well, have you seen his debut in L.A. versus now? Dude's dropped like 15.
Yes. Over the All-Star break, he had to have shed at least 10 pounds.
He looks like a different
person. Well, yeah, they said he's really motivated by the leaks that he's fat, lazy, drunk. And he's
I would be
pissed
too.
About it. Yeah. So, all right. Well,
that's real. That's real.
Go look at the side by side of Luka when he is that his first game
with
the Lakers?
That's his first game with the Lakers.
And that's him today.
That's him today at practice.
It looks like 15, 20 maybe.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dallas is effed.
And some people are saying in defense of Nico. This is why
that's
they weren't
why he traded him.
Because you got this version of him, and now when he's pissed off, you get this version of him. And they tried desperately to, like, dude, can you just be skinny?
Well, I tell you, I never really thought of him as super. Like, I never really thought of him as fat.
Yeah,
but that first photo,
it's alarming
that you just showed me. Yeah. He is kind of fat.
He's fat. Yeah. Well, like,
and I know he wasn't like in the best shape.
No.
And maybe a little pudgy. You could tell that's the booze.
That's fat.
He's pretty fat in that first one. Well, I didn't.
And there's like the other one that comes across. I guess they're saying Zion is as thin as he's been since coming into the NBA.
Yeah, he's under 265 for the first time since getting in the league.
And when you see him, you're like, because you just get used to him looking a certain way. But when you do the side by side, you're like, oh my, you don't like 15 pounds is a lot of weight on an athlete like that. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing that you can't get those guys to just commit to that.
Do it on their own?
Yeah, right? So I guess you're now getting the pissed off Luka version, but the question is how long does pissed off Luka last as opposed to I really like drinking Guinness and eating ho-hos, you know?
Well, you really only need it to last.
It's going to last as long as LeBron is up his ass about it, and then LeBron's going to move on, and then Luke will do his own thing.
The best thing that ever happened to him is probably going there. I was watching the Courts of Gold thing. There was nothing else on, so I was like, I fast-forwarded past some of it.
Yeah, it's probably a little longer than it needs to be, but overall
it's a little longer than it needs to be. But one of the things, and that's, by the way, the Netflix documentary about the Olympic team. And it's funny because I like that they don't just focus on LeBron, because I get it. He's great.
Spoiler, he did not make himself available for an interview for this.
Oh, okay.
It may be because he wants to do his own Last Dance thing or his own production company, but he's not in it at all.
But one of the things they say in there multiple times, and Steve Kerr says it about three times, he pulls like Anthony Edwards aside at one point, and he's trying to tell Anthony Edwards, hey, I've watched you be great. You can be so much better. And he goes, I've never seen this, but he goes, look at LeBron. And Steve Kerr goes, I've never seen someone practice like that. And you can see it like in the Olympic practices. Dude, LeBron is going 1,000 miles an hour at 39 years old. And the best thing that could ever happen to Luka is if he gets to hang around that guy for 2 years.
And just sponge some of it off.
And LeBron gets in his ear and just convinces him, hey, man. Here's my nutritionist. Here's my HGH guy.
This is the blueprint.
Here's where you go in Europe to get all the good stuff. And this is what you do. You spend the money and you will go down as one of the 10 greatest basketball players of all time.
See, I don't think you could change Luka. I think that's a pipe dream. But I do think you could get him to maybe view things a little bit more like Shaq.
Yeah.
I think he's already gotten to the finals once. Yeah. Now, if he gets to LA and gets to the finals and loses again or continues to be disappointed, I think at some point, by a certain age, he's going to want to win a title and he's going to know how important that is to his legacy, right? Yeah. And I think he pulls a Shaq where that's what I was about to say is like, you really only need this Luka, the motivated Luka,
couple months
out of the year?
Yeah.
Tops.
Yeah. After the All-Star break.
Shaq used to wait for surgeries until the start of the season. He'd come back in January, ramp it up February, March, and by playoff time, he was a stud. That's all you need from Luka.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I wonder if Luka realizes that there's an opportunity right now that if he, like you said, he's lost 15 pounds at least since being there. And, you know, LA's got a little something cooking. They drilled Denver the other night. I mean, drilled them. And LeBron's still playing at a high level. And, you know, I wonder if he looks at this and says, hey, if I get my S in gear, maybe this is, you want to know what would be the ultimate FU to the Mavericks? Because that's what they're saying is that a fire, they keep saying a fire has been lit inside of him. And he's really pissed off about how it went down in Dallas. There would be no greater FU than winning an NBA title the same year that Dallas said that you were fat, unmotivated, and left. Because your best opportunity might be this version
right
of
now.
LeBron.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
May never get a more motivated Luka Doncic than right now.
Yeah, and you still have
tonight.
And you still have a healthy LeBron.
Because he's so pissed off.
Yeah.
And pissed off Luka? Haven't we seen pissed off Luka before?
It's like, look, when
haven't there been a couple games where people have been up his ass about something?
Yes.
Yes. He finds another level. He's one of those that gets spiteful and starts going off on people. Yeah.
I forget what it was.
When he is motivated, he's probably, I mean, Jokic is, he's probably the second best player in the league when you get an angry Luka. And you're going to get angry Luka.
You going over tonight? 32.5?
Dude, that is a lot.
He might have 60.
and you wonder, too, like, if they just drill Dallas, you wonder if they, you know, how much
he
plays.
Dallas is going to have, you know, they're not going to want to let him drop 80 on
No, their mission is going to be able to shut his ass down.
They're like, nah, we're going to have to prove to you, you know, so they're, you'll probably get a motivated Dallas,
that
too.
That's a huge over-under.
That's a lot. The spread is only 9.
Look, I'm just saying, if you give me any over-under and it's in the 30s, I'm taking the under.
I'm inclined
to say
under.
What do you think the public side is on this, too?
Yeah,
everyone's going over. We should all take the under and take it to the bank.
And if he drops 40 and I lose it, he throws a double nickel at you, then fine. You get me. You get me.
Well, I have a couple other bets. We'll take a break and come back and I'll tell you the odds on a couple of the other bets for him, too. So we'll do that coming up next. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The flip say that this of the is switch. Just a masterful well, my song. Mama
told oh, yeah.
Anytime I hear this, it puts me in a good
mood. Well, Van has a lot of songs like that.
Yes.
He's that, and that's why he's greatness. When you don't much like Diana Taurasi and Luka Doncic. So we're talking about Luka. He plays Dallas tonight. All reports are he's pissed off. I don't know how it goes, but his over-under points is 30 and a half, or 32.5.
Look, I think Dallas is in some trouble. How about that?
Yeah.
I think Dallas may be in 4-1.
Or does he try too hard and go, you know,
yeah.
5 of 20? I don't know. The CJ McCollum game. another bet you could make. So you tell me what's the best bet here.
Okay.
Is it Dallas minus, or I mean, Lakers minus 9?
Mm-hmm.
Luka over or under 32.5 points.
Yeah.
Luka triple double plus 250.
I kind of like that one.
Ooh, you got some odds.
That's
like
not
that.
Bad.
Because
like
he doesn't
that.
Have to go out and score 30. He can score 19 and get 10 and 11, and that's that.
And you know they're going to feed him.
Absolutely. He will be featured.
Double double. Which is maybe even a better bet.
Oh, that's a gimme.
Plus 110.
Ooh, I thought that was going to be even money or worse. I like that. That's tasty.
And how about this?
He's going 10 and 10.
Would you like to bet on this? Luka gets a technical foul plus 600.
Oh, you know what? That's not a bad Ryan Buckley take a flyer.
Ooh.
You know, I don't know how many he's gotten this year, but, you know, he's known to bitch and moan quite a bit.
The other one I want to look at, I'm going to see if I can find it, is whether he makes or misses his first shot. Like, he could be a little keyed up, and I would take a miss there.
But the double-double just seems like that's a...
Yeah, that seems like
getting
the play.
Plus money.
Double-double plus 110.
Yeah, I like some that. Of that.
Best bet on the board there?
That, and honestly, I'll take the under.
Yeah, I think so,
too. I mean, 32.5, that's...
What about rebounds?
Begging you to take the under.
Rebounds, 9.5. See, I mean, look, so here's the way I look at it. If they're putting the over under on points and rebounds at 32.5 and 9.5, how the hell can you not bet plus 110 on a double double?
Exactly.
I mean, it
seems like that is a no brainer.
Okay, then assists is 7.5.
Yeah.
And then 3-point field goals made 3.5.
Yeah, I mean,
that seems high.
I'd have to look at his numbers.
I don't like that one.
The double double in the under, I like. And then, how many Ozempic shots before the game? What is the over under on that? Because clearly they've got him on the Ozempic. 15 pounds in like 10 days.
What if they show? I don't know if Nico will be there, but apparently he's like in hiding now.
Yeah.
There's no chance he'll be there.
He's not popping his head.
But what if they show him like up in a suite with Palenka and they're all laughing hysterically, twisting their mustaches? Wouldn't that be funny?
You can't do that.
I mean, LA fans would probably cheer him, right?
He will be.
Yeah. They'd be like,
Well, he's been
our GM.
Our hero.
He's been booed nonstop for a couple weeks, right? Throw him on the board in LA and watch him get his first cheer.
Man.
That dude just needs to just duck and cover. And then Anthony Davis gets hurt the first game, maybe out for the year. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not going well, is it?
It's not going well. Although, you know what? They beat Boston at one point. They had a couple nice wins, I think, early on. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're 5-5 in their last 10, but I think they had a couple decent wins.
Just the fact that Anthony Davis is already hurt and Luka is losing weight and pissed off in L.A., just that right there, you have lost so far.
Yeah, it's not good.
You have lost so far.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not going your way.
You need Luka to be 325 and to blow an Achilles in order for that to work out.
Do you
for
think
you.
Nico is now going through the scenarios in his head in ways he could have pissed Luka off enough to have him do that in Dallas instead of LA?
That is a valid point.
I mean, is there any other way to motivate Luka?
Like, obviously, did he truly exhaust every single option?
I don't think he would have traded him if he thought there was a way to motivate him.
Well, the problem is that when you get some, that dude was in the league for 7 years and he's been a 5-time first team all NBA. And by the way, this is his 7th year. Like, How do you tell someone that's been to an NBA Finals, that's a five-time All-NBA first team, how do you tell that person that they're fat and out of shape and need to change things and not drink? I think that's the Shaq thing. Like, you can yell at Shaq all you want, and he's like, what, I'm the most dominant player in the league. It's really hard to get through to guys like that. I'm sure. Because, right, they fired training staff, they fired, like, everyone around him to try to find a way to piss him off, and nothing worked. It wasn't going
to
happen.
Well, he did get him to the finals.
I know. Yeah. Well, which is why, ultimately...
Are they saying they would have won it if he had... I mean, he got him to the finals.
Look, this is why the entire world, when they traded him, was like, what the hell? But, you know, it's the idea of they were getting ready to give that dude almost $100 million a year, and they thought he was fat and lazy.
Well, you said it the other day. You said a lot of GMs are coming out saying...
That's the whisper.
This is the thing, and the Mavs may have just been the first to say, hey, there is so much money attached to these Supermaxes down the road.
Yep.
And the cap and everything, you can be paying a guy $80, $90, $100 million.
Better be sure about your investment.
You better be 100% sure, and they weren't.
And when you tie yourself to it now with the way the apron system works, that you can't keep adding stars. That when you commit to one or two guys, that is it. You are committed to them, and you're not going to be able to move off these deals. See, Philadelphia right now. Philadelphia cannot move off of Embiid and Paul George. For better or worse, that is the Sixers. I don't know if you've seen what's happening to the Sixers, but it's like, oh my God, cautionary tale. And so, yeah, that was supposedly the whisper, is that Dallas just looked at that and said, we cannot give him $500 million. And the article I read said, this is all just rumor and speculation, but if Luka isn't an isolated incident, they're saying Ja Morant may be the next one.
Now, see, that one makes more sense.
And they said if Ja ends up getting moved this offseason, be aware now that this has gone from could be something to there's something.
Well,
there.
Look, I mean, I don't know. If you listed all the players that could fall into that category, certainly Ja is one where I would be like, I totally see that.
It would make more sense.
Because of his transgressions over the years.
He likes guns.
Very immature.
Yes.
Luka, now we don't know what all goes on behind the scenes.
Nope.
Obviously. But Luka would still, even if you told me, like, look, he's really hard to motivate. He's kind of lazy, drinks a lot. Even if you told me all that, I don't know that I would put him in that category of Ja.
Oh, God, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, even with some of the shortcomings, which sound like they are true.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess his drinking is bad.
He likes to get after it a little bit.
Well, but you're downplaying. I have been, seriously, Nico has ties to Portland.
Yeah.
I've talked to people who know a little bit about the situation. Luka is bad.
Yeah.
And by the way, he likes, I thought of you. He likes Jameson.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. He's an Irish whiskey man.
Jameson and Coke.
I like him already.
Or Diet Coke.
More of a Jameson ginger ale sort of man, but I appreciate it.
So anyway, I don't know. There's a lot of guys like Brandon Ingram comes to mind, right? It's like, dude, if he's up for the Superman, you're not going to pay that guy that.
No.
Okay. Ja, I get it. Maybe let him go. SGA, you're probably going to pay him.
Yes.
Who else? Wemby, you're going to pay.
Yeah, Wemby, you're going to pay.
Luka.
Anthony Edwards, you're going to pay.
You're going to pay, yeah. Luka would have been, you know, if we asked this like 3 months ago, we would have said, oh, you're going to pay him.
You're going to pay him.
But one GM has already said,
no,
not so fast.
He did play 30. And someone pointed out, look at his minutes per game. With all the weight issues, and he still plays 35 minutes a night. It's just that, and then that goes back to you play 35 minutes, how many of those minutes are played on the defensive end? And, you know. You're going to give someone that Supermax. It's a thing.
All right, I have one more question about tonight's game, and then we'll move on. That's next on The Fan. All right, Lakers 6-2 since getting Luka. He is slimmer. He is motivated. He's coming off a 32-point performance, and he gets to play Dallas tonight. It's on TNT. I was thinking about this today. You know, the freaking MFing Lakers.
I know.
God. So I was thinking about them going, they did it again. Yep. You freaking bitch! Right out of the blue. And I thought, you know, if you go all the way back to pre-Wilt, go to like Elgin Baylor times, maybe even, who's the big dude way back in the day?
Mikan?
George Mikan. Go back to George Mikan.
Mm-hmm.
How many years of their existence have the Lakers not had a top five player in the league?
Well, you went from Kareem, and then Kareem went to Magic, and then Magic gave way.
But before that, wait, if you go back to Mikan, you're missing a whole era in there of Elgin Baylor, Jerry West,
Chamberlain,
Wilt, then Kareem, Magic, Kareem and Magic.
Kareem and Magic.
Now,
you had some weird years
there. There were some weird years after them.
Nick Van Exel and like Eldon Campbell, because Magic obviously with the AIDS thing. But then that gave
way. But Worthy was still there.
Worthy was still there.
But he wasn't a top five
player. No, but he was a Hall of Fame player. And then that gave way to this guy by the name of Shaq. And then Shaq gave way to this guy by the name of Kobe.
Yeah.
And then Kobe gave way to this guy. Yeah, Gasol. He wasn't top five. But then that gave way to this guy by the name of LeBron.
And now freaking Luka.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, no, no. Because then Anthony Davis came in, and then Anthony Davis gave way to Luka.
You missed Lonzo Ball.
It's an embarrassment.
Also Swaggy P.
Of riches.
Swaggy P, that's right.
This is why we say, no matter, I don't care salary cap or whatever, L.A. is still L.A., and they just find a way because people want to be there.
Well.
Meanwhile, Portland has
Damian
We got Lillard, and then
well, look, Portland's been very good considering
we got Clyde.
The circumstances but over the years.
We've had one
top five.
Well, two.
Not even that.
We had Walton, who was a top five player for a very, very short time.
Yeah,
and Clyde was a top five player for a few years. Yeah. And outside of that,
two in history, and they've had how many players did you just name?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Too many.
One.
Too many.
Like 12. Yeah. 10.
Yeah.
10 to 12,
yeah.
Depending
and,
on...
And the Clyde one is probably a stretch, but you can make the case.
It's close.
You know. It's, yeah.
But then you just kept getting bitch-slapped by that guy by the name of Michael Jordan.
Yep. You know, and then the Walton one only lasted, what, 4 years? I mean, it stings. It absolutely stings.
But the Lakers, they did have... You're right. They had some weird years. They have certainly had some weird, like, Don Mattingly Yankee years.
But they always find a way.
But it isn't many.
No. Well, and this is the problem that I have like with Portland right now. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but Shaedon Sharpe, who was supposed to be like the linchpin of all this, he's playing like 18 minutes a night. Like Chauncey hates him. Sat his ass down. Like he just...
What's his problem?
Well, I guess he doesn't play defense and he doesn't put effort. And the moment he shows any sign of being checked out, Chauncey just sits his ass.
Magic Johnson.
So, like, this is the problem that we have in Portland is... I've said it all along, until you get a guy that isn't like a top 15 player, until you get a legitimate star, it really doesn't matter what else you do. And we are so far and away from having anything that resembles a guy. I mean, even when we had Lillard, and Lillard was really freaking good. Lillard is a Hall of Fame player. Lillard is an all-NBA type guy. I mean, he is a great, great player. And despite his greatness, it led to one moment in the playoffs, which was that weird Western Conference Finals run, and then they got bounced and nothing ever again. And right now, the thing you got going on, Tumani Kamara, you got like a 3-and-D guy that gives you like 12 points a night. Like that's
something's on.
That's the best thing you have to hang your hat on. And the guy that was the whole start of this new youth movement and going all in was the number 7 pick in Shaedon Sharpe. And that guy is getting benched in the middle of a tank season. The other guy that you got rid of your generational player for, he can't even get the starting lineup in there. And then like, that's what you're going for. And now you're going to end up drafting 12th overall. It's maddening.
Question.
Yes.
If you took the Portland Trailblazers organization.
Yes.
From 19, when did they come in? 72, 73?
I think so.
Whenever it was.
Yeah.
If you took them from the 70s when they came in, maybe 75, I don't know, till now, but you put them in L.A., are they the same?
No. L.A. is
so just, they're the Lakers.
I don't know if they're the Lakers because you get into, you know, obviously.
Same owners.
You're probably not, but it's just such a weird question, but. I'll tell you what, they're a hell of a lot better than they are here in Portland because LA provides you with an advantage that cannot be, you cannot say it enough. It's like, that's like the Oregon. If you removed Phil Knight or if you put Phil Knight and you put him in UCLA, right? Where are we at? Mm. Yeah, it's, you cannot underscore how important he is. And yes, being in LA and having that, it's enormous. Because at the end of the day, you're still dealing with 20-year-old African-American millionaires, and where do they want to be? And it's not Portland.
So, I mean, the main reason the Lakers have had all those guys.
Yeah.
All the way back to when they were in Minnesota, by the way.
Yes.
So it's not always been, I mean, they were in only Minnesota for, you know. So it from.
But this started in LA.
Yeah, starts in LA. The number one reason the Lakers are the Lakers is because they're in LA.
It certainly helps, because LeBron James wouldn't have, when LeBron James signed up to go to LA, that wasn't a great situation for him. He just wanted to be in LA, and it's a $1 billion industry out
there. Businesses and
yes. And then when it attracts one, when you get a Kareem, when you get Magic, when you get, you know, when you get Kobe, when you get other people want to come be a part of that. And you know, up here in Portland, even when we have really good players, Damian Lillard couldn't get anyone to come to Portland. You know, if we are in LA and you take that situation with Lillard, is there any doubt that Giannis is coming?
Or someone.
He's getting someone.
How do we explain the Clippers?
Well, that's just Donald Sterling being the worst owner in sports for 30 years. And that thing's an unmitigated disaster. But since they got rid of him, and even towards the end, you know, LA has attracted plenty of talent.
Yeah, they had Blake Griffin there for a while, who was a big deal.
They just haven't been able to get Kawhi. Yeah, they haven't been able to get over the hump. But Paul George, Kawhi, I mean, they've gotten guys there. Just hasn't been
hasn't panned out recently.
But yeah, for a while there, and that's why I said you can't say if you have inept ownership and you have inept GMs, you can screw it up anywhere. The Knicks are the best example of this. The Knicks haven't been relevant in freaking forever.
That's true. But
they
also
got a donkey running it.
But also credit to the buses over time. I mean, you know, Jerry Buss cared.
Yeah.
He was no Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
So that matters, you know. All right. Everybody's all of a sudden silent. What happened? Why are we so quiet?
I think we're supposed to break.
Yeah, what? That's right.
TV. Screw the Lakers.
I mean, if you want to, you know, this is your show.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got a sports collectible segment coming up next. Mm. Remember we talked about that the other day?
We were
talking about trading card day.
Graded cards.
Mm-hmm. How much would you pay for this hot new sports collectible that's on the market?
My guess is not much, but let's find out together.
Yeah, we will. That'll be next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.